Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stolting.
Jesus refreshes. That's the theme for this week's devotional in our series on the 23rd Psalm. It's so wonderful to focus on the 23rd Psalm. It's not just for funerals. It's for abundant living in Christ Jesus, our great shepherd. So, are you ready for the political ads to end? I certainly am. The heated politics in the United States reveal a profound need for people to forsake hatred and start loving God and fellow man. Many folks simply feel stressed out by the economy, moral conditions of our country, etc. But no stress, including national stressors, exceeds God's ability to refresh. And no pain exceeds Jesus' ability to alleviate. Yes, that includes your particular painful, stressful situation you can't seem to shake off. No matter the source of your stress and heartache, I have good news. You can count on Christ. You can count on Christ. So today, let's savor Psalm 23, verse 3, the first part of it with me. It says, "He refreshes and restores my life, myself." In the New Testament, Jesus lovingly offered true refreshment with these words, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls." Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we confess our desperate need of you and your refreshment, especially during this heated election season. We are sorry for running away sometimes from you instead of running to you at all times, especially stressful times. And we welcome you right now afresh in our hearts, and we ask you to refresh us in the deepest places of our hearts. Just go where we are hurting the most, Lord, and please apply your healing salve. We love you, Lord. We give you our hearts, souls, minds, and strength, and ask that with those, we would love you fully as you so fully love us. We are just amazed that you love us even when we're unlovable, and we just are so grateful. Help us to love others with that love, even if we disagree with them. Help us to love them and still stand for what's right, according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's take God's word for it. And that is from Acts 3:19 this week. "So repent, change your mind and purpose. Turn around and return to God, that your sins may be erased, blotted out, wiped clean, that times of refreshing, of recovering from the effects of heat, of reviving with fresh air, may come from the presence of the Lord." Amen. That's what I say to that. And this week's prayer tip, write one of today's scriptures on a note card and keep it in sight for insight throughout the day. Now, God bless you, my friends, and remember Psalm 34:10, "Those who seek the Lord lack no good thing." Yes, God is good. Let's trust in him. And remember that Jesus loves you still. Join us at prayingpals.org.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stolting.